I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Go to Tom. Tom, you're on.
Roller coaster.
Gentlemen, how are y'all?
Yo.
Will.
I just got two quick things for you. I'm very sad of the passing of Forrest Goodman.
Yeah.
I'm very sad. I didn't even see that coming. I'm finally happy that the Grizzlies have a new head coach again. Hopefully he can turn things around for us and maybe go to the playoffs and have a winning regular season. I'm deeply sad by Forrest Goodman's passing. I did not know he passed away today. I didn't see it coming. I've spoken to him a few times on the post-game show before. It sounds like a class act, a class gentleman.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart to see him pass away. And all of us were looking forward to hearing him on the radio with the rest of the radio crew, and including Dave Aloshin. So I'm very sad by his passing. My thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to his family, and I'm sure there will be a moment of silence on the first game of come late August. And I'm happy the Grizzlies have a new head coach. It's going to be great, but I'm hoping he can turn it around. I really can, because 4 years of not making the playoffs, that's rough.
Yeah, it is. Tom, appreciate the call, man.
Thank you for the words.
Yeah.
Of course. I echo them.
We're gonna get to Reed. We're gonna get to Reed Forgrave and look for some salvation. No, it's okay. It's all right, Ed and Earl. We're sorry. We got to roll.
Well, they may have.
No,
some.
It's just sometimes you've got to
Can
know.
We give it one more try. One more try. Just one more try.
I mean, how
about we do both of them?
Reed's got something to add?
I mean, I'm willing to change gears. Okay.
Yeah, like no, they've been holding on this long. Let's get there. We'll get
all there. Right.
Real quick.
I think that's a bad idea. Who is this? Ed?
It's Ed, yep.
Ed.
Yes, how you guys doing?
What's up, Ed?
Man, I mean, it's just my opinion, man, that the front office of the Grizzlies do everything in their power, man, to stop people in the city from being Grizzly fans. I mean, we try to support them through all the dumb stuff that they do as far as, like, releasing players and, I mean, I can go all the way back to when they let Lionel Hollins go. They didn't even want to give him money. Mm-hmm. And he took him all the way to the Western Conference Finals, man. It just blow it, man. I just don't really know what to say. I mean, I'm speechless, man. I don't know what to say.
Ed, appreciate the call, man.
I think it was important that you called and important that they heard that, because I think there's a great many fans feel just like he does.
All right, and then Earl.
Like they want to believe but need to be convinced, you know?
Earl.
Hey, let me tell you the ideal, huh? Lionel Hollins, I mean, since they're trying to right the ship, bring Lionel Hollins back and put Zach and Zebo on his staff as assistant coaches. Man, that would set this city on fire.
Man, Lionel gone.
Man, Lionel is a Memphian for the rest of his life.
Well, huh? He is in that sense, but I just mean he's off to L.A. now. They had that chance and they missed it.
Man, that would have set this city on fire.
Yep.
Appreciate the call, brother. Appreciate the call.
I agree, Earl. Thanks for the call.
Man, folks done lying on his support team and came back out.
Yes, indeed, man.
Lionel ain't studying y'all no more. He's
good calls today. Mm-hmm. Really good calls today. Really enjoyed them.
Well, we'll ask Reed what he knows about Taylor Jenkins.
I suppose we must do that, huh? When we come back, we'll talk about the NBA and the finals and maybe a little bit of Taylor Jenkins with Reed Forgrave from CBS Sports up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Memphis.
We want all the smoke.
Yes, the super team.
Let's go. 92.9 FM, ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
There's a chance your local GEICO agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, not in my sandwich.
What?
But there's a better chance your local GEICO agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local GEICO agents. Call or visit yours today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll.
Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's summertime, and once again, I'm here to invite you to exceptional service. With our 5-star reputation, we can take care of all your termite and pest control needs all summer long. Give us a call at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And find out what your friends and neighbors are talking about. Or you can check us out online at inman-murphy.com. That's inman-murphy.com.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Gonna cut all of the lights down, don't forget all about your world. We gonna just flow with what we feel. Let's share a few private thoughts. I'm not just out for your sex. Let me simplify the things in life that you fight complex. Forget what you heard about me, cause you're a
scared sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's exactly where you need to go. That's Landers. They got it all down there on the lot. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs. They got compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, and more. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. You get down there and you have a specific vehicle in mind. They don't have it on the lot. Don't worry. Let them know. They're going to go find it for you. That easy, that convenient. They're located in South Haven on Goomer Road, or you can visit them on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. Kevin Durant, the latest news today is that he is traveling to New York to get an opinion on his injury. Bob Myers yesterday had a very emotional press conference. Do we have that press conference, by the way, Brad? Yeah, because it was, you know.
You don't hear these.
Not from general managers or front office people. I mean, you coaches, sure. Coaches get emotional because they're working with these guys every day.
No, I mean, this front office.
But
guy.
Yeah, like it is certainly something to behold when you see a press conference like this. This was Warriors president, GM Bob Myers after the game last night.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world, and if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department, and let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong. And I'm not here to... He's one of the most misunderstood people. He's a good teammate. He's a good person. It's not fair. I'm lucky to know him. I don't know, I don't have all the information on what really, the extent of what it all means until we get an MRI. But the people that worked with him and cleared him are good people. They're good people.
Yeah, so that was Bob Myers, clearly overcome with emotion last night, about Kevin Durant. And obviously, that says a lot about their relationship and what Kevin Durant means to them. The one thing, and I guess it's probably a minority, right? It's not like the majority of people going around thinking this, but it is like it's so magnified because it's on Twitter and it's just in front of you. But like people were like saying, "Is it fake? Like, was he faking that?" You know?
I heard some of that. That's you know, on Twitter.
I mean, why would anybody even?
Well, that's just the world we live in now, right?
Mm-hmm. Why would anybody think that he was faking that emotion? You know, like there's a lot. That's a heavy situation because it affects Kevin and his family. It obviously affects Bob Myers. It affects the team. It affects the franchise's decision making. Like this is something that has.
What do you think it was that was making him cry? I think that is the question to be asked.
I think it was.
Is it the? Because he said it's not fair. Is it life? Is it the idea? Man, Kevin's done it all the right way, and he's come back to help us, and this isn't fair because
don't
act like you couldn't have seen this coming. The idea that I know we got, like I said earlier, we got the reports that you couldn't injure. Basically, those reports were he can't injure the Achilles if he goes any further. He can only do further damage to the calf.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, so you knew this was within the realm of possibility. So it's not like, you know, like you see on the back of a bumper sticker, S-H-I-T happens. Like Clay said, sure, it does sometimes. But they had to know it was within the realm of possibility. So I get back to the question, what's he crying about?
Well, I mean, I think that it happened. It's one thing that anything could happen. It's that it did happen.
I'm not questioning him crying. I'm with you. To hear it I think it's real, all that stuff. I'm only asking why. Is he crying because Golden State's not going to win? Is he crying because KD's such a good guy in his eyes?
Yeah.
And something unfair happened to a good guy? I was just curious of why that emotion comes out. Because as we've said, typically you don't see it from those business-minded front office folks.
Right.
They're just not, because I mean, they're trained to take that out of it, right? You got to cut heads when you're a front office guy. And so I'm just trying to figure out where all that emotion is rooted in. I'm not criticizing it at all. I thought it was, you know, I'm not the one here to say whether it was fake or real.
Right.
I thought it was real.
Yeah.
I mean, it came across that way to me. And again, you've been in enough, you've heard from enough people to kind of think, know when somebody's faking the funk. I just thought, is it because he's so close to KD?
Yeah.
And again, he just sees this as...
Bob Myers was a former NBA agent. And so he probably has unique like as compared to other front office executives, other GMs
maybe
around the league.
Maybe feel a little bit more for the player than the team.
You know, because
that's the first...
That to me is... I think the fact that, like Kevin Durant clearly did push himself to get back into the series.
Is it regret?
Well, I don't
that
think
that as
there's...
an organization and as KD, because I'm with you, I think you all decide that. right? It's not Golden State Warriors. Or is it regret that the one thing that could have, you know what I'm saying? The one thing that could have messed this up, is it regret that you all made this decision?
Well, because you brought this point up to me before the show. Like, you don't have to go into that game. Kawhi decided not to do it, right? Kawhi made a decision for his future and said, listen, I can't play with this quad stuff.
This is one of the two best players in the league.
Yeah.
The rest of his future, his legacy, we know all of that matters to him. And reportedly, from Rick Bucher, his people were telling him, don't play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the story, as you'd written it yesterday, the story, because that he comes back and does, but I have to think, man, there's a bunch of common sense telling him, don't do it. And it's not like a grown man can't tell that organization, no,
yeah,
I'm not, because he cut it off a few days ago.
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, we just saw it with Kawhi. And when you're one of the best, I would almost say you're in a better position to listen to your own guys, right? Mm-hmm. Because, of course, that franchise is going to want you to play.
Yes.
Of course they are.
And as a competitor, don't you want to play too, though? Like, I mean, when
he showed
it all
us
down.
That. He showed us that.
And he came out and he looked good. You know, he looked good like he had never left. You know, he picked up like he never left. And
he showed us he wanted to play. Like, you know, that's what I'm talking about. The story on him can change a little bit. Because I think he did, for some of his haters, I think he flipped them last night, or at least some of them, in terms of his want to. And in terms of the whole thing being, you know, as he says, brothers and all that kind of thing. I think that's a guy that wanted to be out there for his teammates last night. There's no question about it.
Yeah. So, you know, that's definitely that's the conversation today. And then, again, like, the Warriors won last night. The Warriors won in Toronto last night without Kevin Durant for the most part. You know, like they closed that game without Kevin Durant. They withstood the absolute storm / hurricane that was Kawhi Leonard there in the final minutes of that game. You know, they won that game last night. And now it's going back to Oracle, which they're favored in that game by 3.5. That's the first line I saw. So if they take care of business in game 6, now we're going back to game 7, which, by the way, we haven't even mentioned yet. Kyle Lowry's game-winning shot attempt to win the championship. I mean, one of the worst game winners.
Did Draymond not get a hand?
I think he got a fingertip on it.
That ball did not get anywhere near the rim and had to have been deflected.
Yeah, like that thing was like headed to Vermont. Like that wasn't even close to the. That's like you're like Kyle Lowry for the win. Oh, was never even
not close. Like, side of the backboard.
You know, Mike Breen was very nice. Yeah. He said, "Won't go." You know, no, it won't, Mike. Right. It will not go. But yeah, like. You tie this thing up at 3 apiece, and one team has done this time and time and time again.
Oh, that's true.
And the other team, Kawhi has, right? Kawhi has, but nobody else has. You know, how will they respond when they're up 3-1, right? And now it's 3-3, and it's in your place, and now you have everything to lose. That's a that'll mess with you psychologically, too, if you're not mentally equipped for it.
I don't predict this will happen. But I'm telling you right now that Kawhi Leonard is good enough. Now, he's not 100%, but he is good enough to go in there and foil your plans. This is not a Golden State team right now that's, yeah, I don't feel like capable of going on some crazy run. You're right, John. They were fantastic down the stretch. Clay and Steph, Iguodala coming over defensively. They won it. They pulled through. But I don't think they can keep this up. And I'm telling you right now, you know, Kawhi was great in the fourth. He was not great in terms of the whole game, in terms of shooting. If he comes on and just has one of his stud games, they can absolutely win in Golden State. That said, I still, like I picked before this whole thing, I think it's going 7. I think it'll be on Sunday. I think Raptors will take it then.
Yeah, I certainly hope it does go 7. And I think it will go 7 as well. And we'll see what happens in game 6. But, you know, the Warriors have done this before without Kevin Durant. I think they're capable of doing it again. And hopefully we still have a lot of good basketball left to be played in this series. All right, we'll come back. And when we do come back, Cedric Henderson and Cedric Henderson Jr. are going to be in studio. Ced Henderson Jr. has an announcement to make where he's going to school. He's currently at Southwest. He played for his dad last season, averaged, what did you say, basically 18 points a game?
17.9 on 50.6% shooting, shot 37 from three. A lot of people can use him, I figure.
Yeah, so he's going to come in studio, and he's going to announce where he's headed to school. So we're looking very forward to that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at the Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Are you noticing cracks in the walls of your home, maybe floors that are sinking or sloping a bit? It could be signs of a foundation problem. And if you have a foundation problem, you got a serious problem, which means you need to call Redeemers Group. Redeemers Group handles foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling, and inspections are free, so there's no harm in calling, which is why you should call. And if you ultimately decide to proceed with the project, you can mention my name, Gary Parrish, and get $50 off. The number is 901-451-8765. That's Redeemers Group on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It is so hot.
I know. You're actually a little red. Want some lotion?
Love some.
Okay. I have SPF 10, 30, and 500,000.
What? Does the bottle just say go inside?
You're so funny. No, it's the big $500,000 spectacular instant game. It even doubles as a fan.
Well, look at you.
When it comes to summer fun, I don't play around.
Stay cool with June instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Memphis is recruiting.
Everybody thought it was going to be a show when I took over and thought it was just going to be like the local kids and I was going to have a problem recruiting around the country along with my staff, and they definitely underestimated what we could do.
Memphis recruiting, everything you need. One station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Excited. Very excited. Because we've got Cedric Henderson in the building with son Cedric Henderson Jr. Cedric Henderson, as you know, former Tiger, NBA vet, now down coaching Southwest Tennessee. And he had the opportunity this year to coach his son, Cedric Henderson Jr., down in Southwest. His son was good. I told y'all, we've been talking about it all show. Averaged 18 points per game this year. That's on 51% shooting in 25 games and shot 38% from three. So we're all excited to find out where Ced Henderson Jr. is going to school. And listen, this is, Coach, this is the first time we're going to do this, man.
This is history.
Live announcement.
This is
history. John was talking about it earlier. Yeah. This is historic for us, Ced Jr. So thank y'all for this.
Well, you know, you guys really have been a good part of supporting us and helping us try to get Southwest kind of irrelevant in the city of Memphis eyes.
Oh, he's telling you.
I guess I'm not speaking too softly.
You speak so softly.
He would disagree on that.
Quit blowing smoke. Y'all have deserved everything you've got at Southwest. Quit telling us that we've, you know.
I'm saying most people don't know. And you giving us a platform to say, hey, you know, come watch us play, kind of speak out like that. You don't get that opportunity. So, you know, we appreciate it. You know, thank you. So I was like, hey, say, you know, let's go to Jason's show and see if he'll have his own and you can make your announcement because I believe he earns that. You know, he deserved that because he's a kid who's always kind of been overlooked in a sense, you know, being a private school kid because you know how we say about private school kids around the city of Memphis.
Uh-huh.
But we got Marcus all in the NBA Finals, but we ain't going to talk about that. You know, you had another kid who went to eBay, you know, from OKC who played at Los Angeles, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes things takes this time to develop.
Mm-hmm. And this one certainly has, and he developed. Before we get to the announcement, the decision to leave after one, because you can – for our listeners that might think, okay, you go to junior college, you spend 2 years there. You all have spent 1 year there.
Mm-hmm.
He is ready to go. That decision, what all went into it? You had schools calling.
Yes.
You spent 1 year. You were great there. Why not spend two? Why go now?
Well, you know, we did have the debate of coming back because they's like, okay, look, you got so much going on, you might can be an All-American.
And then it's playing for dad, too.
Right. And then it's more appealing. But the objective is this kid was qualified, and I try to tell a lot of kids who need a little extra push and who doesn't know, they say, well, you got to play, let's see you on this level.
Mm-hmm.
You can come, play 1 year, keep a 2.5 GPA, and then you can leave after one season. And that's the opportunities you have, you know, instead of going towards prep school. You know, that's a battle I fight in recruiting.
Yep.
Say, hey, you don't have to go to prep school. You can spend, if you do what you're supposed to do, and you come
We've
home,
talked
here
about
one,
this with you before. You come, it's
you
a great
here,
option.
There you go. You come here for 1 year. You still have 3 years left. I mean, you look at it now, it's almost like guys getting 4 years, 5 years of college basketball.
Yeah.
So sometimes the journey can go either kind of way. So
before we get to the decision, the year and what it was like for you on a day, I've talked to you a little bit about it. I wrote about it. But just hearing it from you now, what was it like the year? How much better did you get? How much you enjoy yourself? Obviously, it's a special opportunity. You get to play for dad, too.
Well, I enjoyed it a lot because – one of my best friends also played with me, coming straight out of high school, Justin Batts.
Justin, yeah.
So I was really comfortable. I knew a lot of the guys already.
Yep.
So it was a fun year. I decided to go ahead and leave because I thought that I was ready, and I think that I can play for somebody that is really good, and I can compete on the D1 level with good players and everything else. So.
6'6", 6'5". Shooting guard, wing. What's that size today, right now?
I think it's little, something like that, like 6'6", maybe 6'7".
Wow. What were you, 6'8"?
Yeah. So you know, we hoping
he
for
just,
another.
I got you. Well, y'all watching y'all walk in. I mean, he's right there around 6'7", 6'6".
Yes, exactly. Okay. And that's the good thing about it. And the thing about it is, you know, he has been taught something that I wasn't taught when I first started playing because I was a big guy. Coming out of high school,
mm-hmm.
he's a wing.
Wing,
yep. There you go.
Yep.
Who's been trained like a wing, and now he's able to show those wing skill sets.
There's no question about it.
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna give you the floor. So you've made your decision on a college choice, and you're going to tell us where you're headed.
Yes, sir.
Is that the plan?
Yes, sir.
Man, drop it on us, brother. We're just gonna clear the floor here.
Exciting. This is very.
Man, get the applause ready here, Brett.
Well, I decided to go to Campbell University with. Coach White from Wausanne.
Yes.
So we knew him, and I liked the coaching staff up there with Coach McGinn and Coach Thomas and all of them. I trust them a lot. I think they know exactly what they're doing. I mean, they went from having a team that was contending all the time to winning the regular season in their district in Big South. They had the leading scorer in the nation last year who left, who is now trying to get in the NBA. And I think I can come in and play some and mm-hmm. help them out a lot and help them with scoring and anything else I need help out with.
Did they come? How long have they been on you? You talked about the relationship there. How tough were they on you? How badly did they want him, Coach?
It was kind of one of those things, too. Kenneth came to a couple games. He came to a Dyersburg game. He came to, I want to say, Walter State game. And he's been watching us for a while. And at the time, he was like, it may be a need, may not be a need. And then we started looking at other avenues. And then, and you know how this game goes. Things change in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And once things started changing, it was like, boom, full court press now.
Yeah.
And knowing Kenny from being from Memphis, it helped out a lot because he knew how to keep a relationship. He knew of us from being in his Los Angeles days and all that good stuff. So that helped a lot. And then and then it was just all on him. You know, I kind of stepped back away from him because I'm not going to college. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got to get back. Mm-hmm. I'm here. So I just stepped back and let him go through the process.
I had to ask you, just looking, listening to you, I have to think that as a father and as a look, as the coach of a team down in Southwest that I think could be pretty good next year, just selfishly, I would want him back. The man averaged 18. He shot three. But you just said you backed off completely. Was there not a little bit of the coaching you wanted him to, you know, we got one more year, maybe you come on back? Or just the part that you've let him go and let him fly, that whole decision there, was that a,
well, you know,
when something you took too long to think about? Huh?
Well, the thing about it, too, as a coach, you know, I know my ultimate goal as a junior college coach. I tell kids when I even recruit now, I'm going to get you better to move on from me. I'm not here to try to keep me here and all this. I said, look, you're here to spread your wings, and I'm trying to help your wings spread wider.
Yeah.
So that's the whole purpose of it. So if I get a guy who's academically ready and he can leave after his first year, hey, I'm trying to do that. That's mm-hmm. my goal with him. I'm trying to keep my word with him. You know, if he has to come back, then I'm going to make it his choice and not my choice.
Yeah.
In a sense, you know, who wouldn't want 20 points and 50%?
That's what I'm trying to say. And with the size that he's got,
that makes life easy, you know. But, you know, it's a good thing, though, you know what I'm saying? Because it shows that, you know, he's keeping his word. He's mm-hmm. allowing kids to grow and get out of here on that first year. So when I see my recruits get to see that, they go, hey, I might want to try that.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps me out in the long run.
In terms of what they want from you, what have they told you? They want you to come in and contribute to me. I mean, you've had a year. You've shown you're ready to contribute to D1 level immediately. Is that what they've told you they want you to do?
What they've told me is they want to see exactly. It's not given to me. They want me to compete for it, but they like my length, my size.
Yeah.
I can shoot it. I can space the court out, and I can play 1-3, and they can move me around and guard multiple positions.
Mm-hmm.
So they want me to come up there and contribute, but if I don't work for it, it's not just handed to me either. So you do have to work. No matter where you go.
Not a little part of you feel sorry for your dad. Now he got to go out and try to replace 18 points a game and 50% from the field?
Well, I feel bad.
You're going to be all right.
I don't feel too bad for him at the same time because he has a couple guys coming back that were definitely going to step up for sure.
No question about it. Talking to Cedric Henderson, head coach down at Southwest, and to his son, Cedric Henderson Jr., who's headed to Campbell.
Yes.
Sir.
That's where the kid, Chris Clemens, averaged like 50 a game.
Yes, he's a stud.
Yeah.
We are going to get some of the minutes is what I'm hearing. And some of them shots.
You're
going to
step in and average 30 a game. That's kind of the plan.
That's a lot of pressure, man. But, you know, that's what you look at, though.
Of course.
As a college player, you go, hey, man, they're losing something.
Yes.
You don't want to come in there and be like, I got to work.
Yes.
Sometimes,
you know, no, I mean, you want to be empowered as a player, have a chance to do your thing.
You know
what I mean?
Hey, how have you as a coach not been – because I'd want to tell a staff, right, because I feel like I know my son better than anyone, how to play my son. How are you going to – you got your own thing, but I'm sure you're gonna want to watch how he's doing, and I would be fighting an urge to tell him, hey, well, this is the best way.
Well, you know, one thing I do – now, this is what I think I do very well. I teach kids how to play every style of basketball because I feel like that makes your market a little bit easier and broader. You know, now it's going to be a coach that's going to see you in a different light in that aspect, you know, when it comes to the game. So when I tell coaches, when they call about me, they say, well, what does he does well? I say, well, what do you need him to do?
Mm.
Because now if I give you what you need, guess what? You might come back and buy it. Instead of me saying, well, this all he is.
Right.
Now you kind of limit yourself to what he is. And then, you know, you don't want to kind of sell the kid short or sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep it to the point where, you know, I'm selling them to their skill set and their ability. Taking him for example, the biggest thing I sold on was like he led my team in steals. He led my team in blocks. So that means he'll play defense. Then to turn around and say, well, you know what? He averaged 8 rebounds too.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Now you got a problem. That means he'll compete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guess what coach is looking for? Points going to come if you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
No
points
question
gonna come.
About it.
But the hardest thing is getting guys to compete. Like, people laugh at Kyle Lowry last night on his shot. But I go back, bet y'all $20 Draymond hit that ball.
He did.
I woke up in the morning. Guess what they showed? His finger hit that ball.
Yeah, he rotated over there fast.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. He's going to compete.
It's a good thing, too, because that was disastrous.
That was disastrous, yeah. But, you know, we ain't going to talk about the timeout with the 10-point lead, but that's a problem.
Man, thank you. Or the one he didn't call with 8 seconds left, right? And Kawhi's out high, and Iguodala run. But why don't you make sure Kawhi's getting that last shot?
Man,
if you're Nick Nurse,
well, you
was that inexperienced last night?
No, I think it was overwhelming. You know, like caught in the moments, it happens. It happened to me. I mean, we was at Motlow and we were up, man. And I got excited and I called a timeout because we were going to the free throw line, and all I wanted to say, hey, we finna win. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what Nick Nurse was doing yesterday.
Hey, yeah. We about to win.
You know, soak it in. That's all you want to
do. That's all you want to do. And then before you know, you're like, oh, what happened?
Uh-huh. So it was just the moment and everything else. I think he got so into, I think my players, are at least listening to him, I think my players are tired. But anything think about, too, you're resetting Golden State.
Oh, man, guys, I would have never.
Kawhi was rolling. He's just 14 in a row.
Energy would have took them over the top, I believe, at the end. Energy would. Because, you know, I don't know a lot of people who have experienced a gym screaming your name that loud at the top of their lungs and you got that ball. You can almost close your eyes and that ball might go in the hole.
Yeah. What's the hardest somebody's cheered against you, said Junior?
Probably was that Christian Brothers. They bashed you over there. Oh my God.
Hey, I love watching Christian
Private
Brothers play.
Student sections will get a little they'll
get,
they get lit. I don't know if people, if you have a chance to experience a Christian Brothers Biocrest game, it is fun.
Really?
I mean, oh man, it's fun. Because you got they old school too. They got a whole live band going on.
Okay.
Why they playing.
Yeah.
The student section is, I mean, it's some theme finna be going on, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And they finna go 130% in there.
And don't let them be at the old Christian Brothers court. The players, I mean, the fans can almost touch you on the sideline where you're throwing the
ball.
Oh,
I know. They're right up there. They're on top of you.
It's fun.
Yeah, but this ain't White Station Melrose, though. Like, you ain't about to sit here and tell me Brian Kress or Christian Brothers is touching those kinds of rivalries.
But it depends on your team.
School them.
Let's go to your teams. I mean, you know, like, when the last time you seen a sold-out Melrose White Station game?
It's been a few years. Okay, well, that's just because they're not what they once were.
But regardless, if they 6-25, Biocrest 6-25, Christian Brothers 5-25, it's going to be packed in that house just because of those two teams. And that's why I'm saying it's just a different type of rivalry because those teams have really in anything. They'll start screaming out, we got you in football, we got you in basketball. It's just a different rivalry because they play each other for the last, 25 years or whatever. Uh-huh. So it's a different rivalry. Now, don't get me wrong, it's been times where you couldn't go into a White Station Melrose game, you know, and you'd be like, okay, it's a little, you know. But the problem is you might get shot. I mean, stereotyping. Yeah, I'm joking. I'm stereotyping.
I mean, it's kind of like one of those things, you know.
Yeah.
Could be true, could not be. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. But it is one of the, as far as basketball, it reminds me of going to Indiana. You know, when we played in Indiana, Indiana people would tell you, you're not playing basketball until you come to Indiana. Like, you like, huh? Like, no, you ain't playing no real basketball. Where you from? You're not from Indiana. And they serious about it. And they passionate about it. And they will get on you. And you're talking about the loudest places in the world.
Oh, no question about that. They love their basketball there.
They love their basketball. So it was fun seeing that in that atmosphere.
Oh, no question about it. As now we got you. Golden State or Toronto?
Oh, hey man, I'm going to be honest. I'm rooting for Kawhi. I'm not even rooting for the teams. I'm just rooting for Kawhi.
Why? Why do you like him?
He's bringing back that personality of, I mean, I'm here to work.
Old school.
Old school, humble.
Less about the drama than it is about the
Yeah, exactly. I'm not about doing this and doing that. I'm just doing my job, you know, mentality. And then you see a guy who's playing both in as a superstar, you know. Yeah, you still got guys playing. I mean, KD, all the other guys play defense, but
being that impactful on both ends?
Mm. I mean, they showed it last night, and I was so impressed. I think he's number one over Magic and Larry Bird as far as winning in the playoffs. It's like 75%.
A win
like
percentage? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, something crazy. Yeah. Dude's a winner. Like, he's a winner.
Not a very good trash talker, though.
For what?
I'm just saying, he's not a good trash. I mean, you don't have to, right? But, I mean, MJ was a great player and a great trash talker. Like, I'd rather be both.
You'd rather be both?
Yeah, I'd rather be both.
You can sell more tennis shoes then, right?
Huh?
That's basically what it is. You would sell more tennis shoes with that.
Well, I'm saying, though, like, MJ was the GOAT of trash talk as well.
Yeah, he was.
Now, you know?
See, people say MJ. I go to Larry Bird.
Gary Payton. And
Larry Bird was the
Larry
one.
Larry Bird was the king of trash. Yes, he was fearless with the trash talking. You know, if you go back and watch some of this stuff.
Where you came from. Yeah, exactly. How bad to you.
Oh, my God. And then you had guys like, who else was a king trash talker? Gary Payton was talking. He was just loud.
Just running his mouth.
Yeah,
okay. He was just loud.
He wasn't high quality trash talk.
But Michael Jordan, his trash talks was just like, you know, you can't stop me.
Right.
Just
trying to make you feel small.
Yeah. He's like, who are you? Like, like, what's your name? Like, who are you?
Right.
Like, that's that. And you know, it's okay. And confidence is is part of sports. Let's be realistic. It is. It's part of sports. I just cheer for Kawhi because of what he's accomplished and what he's been through and how they torment him a little bit about his decision.
Like, I'm with you.
Come on. And that's why you cheer for KD, because everybody torments KD about his decision.
Well, but turns out Kawhi did the right thing, said now. Thank you, know. Look at that.
I wish KD would have hit it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Is there a guy for you, Seth Jr., that you've either grown up, either have idolized or have even patterned your game after a little bit?
The main person that I probably loved was Kobe growing up. But now when I'm watching, I was a Kawhi fan back when he was at San Antonio, his first couple years when he couldn't really shoot, because that was more like how I was. I could only shoot mid-range and play defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was known for in middle school. So that's what I liked a lot about him. And then I loved Paul George, too, when he was at Indiana. Those were my two kind of guys. They played defense, and they played hard, and they never stopped trying. So
I've watched you come and seen your games, strengths, versatile, to your point, mid-range games, now stretch it to the outside, can get to the hole, can set up guys. We've talked a lot about your strengths and defensive versatility, because you can switch on a lot of different things he's got to work on, things you want to work on for that next level in terms of weaknesses, areas you want to improve.
Definitely speed, for sure. I mean, as far as it comes, I mean, I could still get around them when I went up there and worked out with them.
I think speed was ever your issue.
But there is not that. They play defense so much harder on that level. It's my handles. I want to get them quicker. I want to be able to do one move and get by them now, instead of having to slow down and break them down.
Yep.
I mean, when you watch the players like R.J. Barrett or Zion Williamson, I mean, they just swing through and they're at the cup.
Right.
I want to be able to do that against guys that are bigger than me. And
through contact and all that. That'll come with strength. That's happening, especially with your frame already.
Right.
No, you're proud of this, man.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's like the ultimate goal, you know. When you see it as a father, you say, you know, he and the things he's went through, and you know, you go through the adversities of being an athlete, and then you say, okay, wow, he's finally at this moment. Now he's, you know, he's getting it, and that's why I say, it's like, hey, do your thing, let him shine now, because it's time for him, you know. And
right.
And I think you know, people will have their opinions, and then they'll sit back and go, you know, wait a minute. Let's check Reedy's resume. So I had to put it out there one day.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there doing his bio.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking back, and I was like, yo, this dude, he got a little bit more awards than I even had growing up, except for the McDonald's thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I wasn't finalist for Mr. Basketball. He was.
When you saw that your son's quite a player. You've been coaching him this whole time and
right.
trying to be Mr. Hard on him, and you finally woke up and you saw, man, you done raised a heck of a player.
Oh, maybe.
That's what
we
it sounds
know.
Like to me. Like,
we I got to tell him, it's just a scratch.
I
you know, I'm always going
to
be the hater.
Well, that's why he is.
I'm the number one. I'm going to be the number one hater.
There's a method to that madness, though.
A little bit.
You ain't hating for no reason.
Exactly. I'm going to be the number one hater, because I want to see him succeed. I really do. And then the thing is, like, I still remember, I think you had asked me this before. He was like, when did you start trying to get your son to do things? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, when he came and asked me.
Right.
It wasn't like, you got to get up and let's go.
I asked you that to learn from you on that.
Yeah. And you said, when he asked me, I said, okay, we're going to do this.
Right.
But you got to listen to what I'm finna tell you. And that's when we started really investing the time into it.
Seth Jr., we're pulling for you, brother.
Yeah, man. Congratulations, man. Big decision.
Now we got to go find your dad. It's about 18 points per game, 50% shoot. We got to help him try to find somebody down there to replace
we
you.
Just, we just down there scrapping, man. It's going to be hard,
How's
man.
How's the camp going? Isn't that the
camp
league?
Going pretty good. Yeah. You know, we have some good kids down there. And, you know, like I said, we're trying to do a lot down in Southwest to get in communities to show people that Southwest is still a good school and it's a good place to be around. You know, it's not like it's going and it went away, but it's just about getting people involved and letting people know that we're trying to do some good things around Southwest. And that's the biggest thing. So we're having a great time down there every day. I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm gonna start pushing the time back. I should have said it like at noon, because this 9 o'clock thing in the summertime.
Yeah.
You know?
Jason, have we had set in since Penny got the number one recruiting class? I don't know if we've had you in since.
No, it's been a while.
Officially won.
No.
Yeah, I mean, like, they did work in spring.
They did work. I got to give him his props. He's doing exactly what I think I said this before. He's going to do exactly what he's supposed to do. You know, the first thing was getting fans back into the FedEx Forum.
Mm-hmm.
That's Let's strike that off.
That's licked, yep.
Now it's the recruiting class. Let's strike that off the list.
Yep.
Next move is like, okay, now we got to get W's. Yep. I think he's going to do fine with that. I see he added his one of his guys from Phoenix to even help out with that Mitchell thing. So,
yeah, you know, Cody Toppard, yeah.
You know, and the thing is about, you know, I tell guys, it's like, what do you think they're going to do? I said, but he's going to see, we're going to see, can he manage? That's going to be the biggest thing, managing those guys, because you got a lot of guys who's going to be trying to do some things out there.
Used to be in Stars, right? Yes. Some of them going to need to play roles.
Some of them going to have to play. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to. I mean, you look at Kentucky, but the thing is who's going to do it?
Right.
That's going to be the hard part, who's going to do it. I think he's going to have a great opportunity to really, really shine with the depth he has. And that's what I mean, even like when I look at the roster, I go, man, he is super, super deep. Now, can guys get along with 20 minutes a night?
Right.
That's going to be it. That's
might mess around and see y'all in the tournament.
That's right. So. I mean, y'all were tied for first in the Big South last year, you know? So they're a proud team in that conference for sure.
Yes, they are. That's one reason why I was real. When Kenny came with us, and I was like, look, said, you want to go to a program. I mean, we had other schools, and, you know, a lot of them were first-year guys getting a new job, you know, or rebuilding. And I was like, dude, I'm going to be honest with you, dude. You want to be happy. You want to go somewhere where they're trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go nowhere where you can say, yeah, you can shoot it 50 times, but you're going to be 7 and 89.
Right.
That's not a good feeling, you know? You want to go to a program that means something and that has some stability
and
in
some
what
tradition.
They're doing. And there you go. And he started, and he did it on his own. I mean, I didn't say, go do this, go do that. He did it on his own. He came back. I'm riding down the street one day. He just started talking. Do you know such and such, such and such? I was like, oh, okay. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to research and find out what's going on.
No, you always have a platform here. Please know that. You don't have to come on here blowing smoke about what you can come on here anytime you want to. Same thing goes for you, young man. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
We're proud of you, man. I'm looking for big things from you down at Campbell. Cedric Henderson and his son, Cedric Henderson Jr., on headed to big things. Now you got to get out on the road recruit.
Man, I've been doing that anyway. I've been doing it. When our last game was, what, March? Probably like 8th or 9th or something, 3rd or something.
Yeah, it was
man, March 10th, I was gone. I was, because I already knew potentially what I had to give up.
Yep.
I mean, I wasn't waiting around to it. And then I wanted to build depth. I got a lot of Memphis kids. They're laughing at me at first. And they was like, yo, you crazy. You want me to redshirt as a freshman? I was like, listen here. I want to make you better. And you haven't been better until you come through this program. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's not just about you playing and getting the ball. I said, but I'm talking about learning to play this game in a different light. All the good schools in junior college, that's what they do with their freshmen. And they do it, then they still have the same opportunity as him.
Yeah.
After their freshman year, they graduated in their freshman year, and guess what? You might can leave.
But then options.
I'm giving you options, and that's what they're starting to see, because now they're making saying, you know what? This dude ain't crazy like I thought he was. Mm-hmm. He kind of got a game plan.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. That's the thing I try to sell to the guys is I'm going to show you a game plan. When you come into me, I'm building a program and saying these are the steps that we're going to take to make you be successful.
Yeah.
I'm not here to try to hinder you or portray you, and I'm definitely not trying to ride your back to something else. I'm just here to do my part and let you move on. So I've been getting a lot of guys here. I mean, we've been playing basketball here now for the last month because I've been having so many guys come through. I can't get rid of them now, and that's a good problem.
Yeah, that's
indeed.
I'm glad you got that problem now.
Oh, yeah. It's hard, though. Trust me, it's hard because – I don't have Penny Hardaway's private jet.
Sorry.
I can't fly across country. In fact, I got to drive and beg parents, say, hey, look, I can meet you halfway.
Damn.
We're going to get it done,
Damn.
Though. No,
it's
going to get
man,
it done.
Hey, man, junior college, man.
Hey, I get it.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's the kids say? It's the mud. Man, we in the mud.
Yeah, there you go.
We in the mud. But I don't mind it. I don't mind getting dirty.
Getting it done.
Come on, man. It's what J. Cole say. I keep my Bentley dirty and my shoes dirty.
That's it.
It's okay. I like to ride that way.
Man, thank y'all for doing this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Congratulations.
It was an honor.
That's it.
Yeah. Congrats to both. We'll be pulling for you for sure, following you there at Campbell. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There is a new bully on the block in college basketball recruiting in the form of a guy who was once a superstar at the school where he's now the head coach. Memphis hired Penny Hardaway to make them matter again. I was paying attention to Gary Parrish from CBS Sports. He lives there. He knows the lay of the land as well as anyone, and he kept insisting Penny would fix their attendance issues and inject life into a program that was listless. He was entirely correct, but even Parrish couldn't have imagined this.
It's the Gary Parrish Show, weekdays
Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9.
Because it is indeed LeBron James, that human being is more worried about his image and his presentation than anyone.
He showed up at a game with a glass of wine.
It was a thermos of wine. It was like a tailgating, back to my point about him transitioning into a sorority chick. Like, that's what you would see in the Grove. That's
okay, let's put a finer point on it. Should he be mocked for this? You clearly are doing it. You're calling him a sorority girl.
Yes!
It's the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the season for graduation and celebrations. It could be your turn next. Jump into your future this summer at Belhaven University. Finish your bachelor's degree, pursue your master's, or continue with a graduate certificate. You can fit a quality education into your busy schedule and your budget. Classes are forming now for May and June. There's never been a better time to enroll. Attend classes in Memphis, South Haven, or online. To discover more, visit memphis.belhaven.edu or call 901-896-0184. Trust your education to Belhaven University and let us help you today.
Looking for fast, reliable internet? Well, look no further. With Xfinity XFi, you get the ultimate speed, coverage, and control that you need to enjoy the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. That means having the kind of internet that can keep up with the connected devices in your home, even when everybody's online at the same time. And when you need the kids to put down their phones and tablets for dinner, Xfinity can help with that too. A simple tap on the XFi app, and just like that, you've paused your in-home Wi-Fi and brought the whole family together. Just another way Xfinity makes life simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage to get enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay in 6/24/19. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
When your dad tells you he doesn't want anything for Father's Day, he actually means it, perhaps because there's a good chance he doesn't even know it's Father's Day. But hopefully, he's raised you well enough to show some gratitude anyway, and now's a good time to recognize what he, or a stepdad, or a granddad, or a dad-to-be in your life means to you. So if you are, right now, shopping for Father's Day, it's coming up June 16th, by the way, make it count with some fresh, hand-cut steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. We all know Folks Folly. It's the original Memphis Steakhouse. But did you also know that you could pick up those same steaks, as well as their crab legs, lamb chops, even a great-looking apron or steak knives, everything you could possibly need for a fabulous Father's Day gift? You can get it all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, which is right next door to Folks Folly. And if you want a gift for a dad who doesn't live in Memphis, no problem. Humphrey's can ship overnight anywhere in the country. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It is the night. Get over to Casual Pint tonight. 395 South Highlands, the craft beer place in Memphis. Why not? Go have yourself a good time. They're locally owned and operated, so you're going to love that. You're supporting Memphians. I promise you, you're going to absolutely love the place. They got 28 beer taps, 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans. Got your favorite bottled beer. You can do beer to go as well with growler fills, mix of six packs. You can do that out of the cooler or packaged off the dry shelf. I've told you they take the beer very seriously. Great place to go to try new beers. They're so serious about their beer, they don't have bartenders. They've got beer tenders. You're going to get to know and love them all. Listen, they've got the sangria and the wine out there as well. It's always flowing. You're going to have a great, great time. Again, they're at 395 South Highland. It's the Casual Pint, the craft beer place in Memphis, and where beer lovers meet.
I need to tell you something, and I need you to understand it.
Well, I like how fast you were on that homework on Campbell.
And accept it.
With your little fast fingers.
I remembered the guard.
He didn't score.
Dude was averaging like 30 points, bro.
So he's gone. And
he's out.
I'm going to get them minutes. That's good.
That's exactly right. I need you to understand and be aware of something that's happening.
What are you about to drop on me, brother?
The Raiders are going to be on Hard Knocks. That's not official yet, but it soon will be. How does that make you feel?
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Does it take you to a dark place?
Feels like a waste of all of our time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't think it's going to be like the best Hard Knocks ever with John Gruden, Antonio Brown, Derek Carr, all of our first round picks?
I don't want to hear John Gruden saying, "Everybody, good job, everybody," because you're right. You already good and so talented.
You lived that nightmare. You had to write about it for 7 years.
What are you talking about?
That was what Josh put you through. So you're traumatized by that, and you don't want to relive it. Is that what you're saying?
You tell me this: was every quarterback that came through his camp great?
Except Paxton, yes.
The sky was the limit for all of them. Nope.
I think Paxton was the only one, but yes, generally speaking. But again, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, you know, Derek Carr, these guys are all accomplished QBs,
I'll
though.
Tell you what I'm going to watch it for. I'm going to watch for Antonio Brown and this drama he's about to create in your locker room. Okay, that's what I'm going to watch for. Not for Gruden to be all positive about everybody.
It's
stop
about
being real, all that smoke he's blowing.
The best thing you can do for a locker room is produce. That's the best thing you can do, and that's exactly what he will do. And I just hope you're ready on Sunday nights or whenever it delivers to your little device.
The Mike Mayock stuff was already weird, where he's calling him, "I'm Mike Mayock, and you're a Raider. What do you think about it?"
That's a big deal to be a Raider, which you would never know anything about.
Being a Raider.
You would never know anything about that.
What do you know about Mike Mayock, who I am? Tell me about what you think about me. It was weird, dude.
I know who Mike Mayock is. He was the guy on the call for the Marshawn Lynch beast mode run.
Him and Gruden just want folks to play their ego. Tell them, okay, coach, okay, we got you, to look like experts. John, this thing's going down a bad, bad place to a bad place for you.
Well, let's watch together. Sound good? We'll have little play dates. We'll have viewing party
dates.
Give
me some drama, Antonio. Give me some drama.
Right. There you go. John Gruden, the reason why I bring this up is because John Gruden started a press conference today by saying, it'd be fun to be on Hard Knocks, wouldn't it? You can see John Gruden saying that, can't you? Mm. You can see him saying that. Oh, you can picture him saying it.
Oh, my Lord. Oh.
It'll be great. It'll be much better than the Washington Redskins, trust me. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Tonight, 7 o'clock, over on ESPN, Deuce 2, John. An NBA mock draft special. They're going to have their experts insiders predicting the destinations. And I'm going to be watching to make sure that they pick Ja Morant number 2.
There
you understand me?
There you go.
You don't understand me?
I do.
All right. Maybe they'll talk about the Grizzlies' new head coach, Jenkins.
I doubt it.
Go ahead. Okay, so you guys remember back in the 80s, the game show, No Whammies, No
Brother,
Whammies,
I have,
Stop.
I have Press Your Luck Down.
I'm press
with, Rudy,
your,
Brother, I used to watch it. I can't believe you were with me on this.
ABC
it's
tonight at 7 o'clock, episode 1 of Press Your Luck. It is coming back, Jason. And for those of you like me from the Jordan era who watched this game show in the late 80s, early 90s, it is amazing.
I love your enthusiasm, but I need to make sure we've got the facts straight. Is the opening show not Wednesday at 7, not tonight? I need you to look closely.
No, I have it. New episode tonight.
Okay.
9 p.m.
ABC?
I'm sorry, 9 p.m. ABC. It says 59 minutes. This is
I'm with you. I'm saying you got it right. Big
Damn,
bucks, no
I hope
whammy.
I'm on the right night.
Big
if it's,
bucks,
if it's
no
tomorrow,
whammy.
So be it. But I'm excited about it, and it says on my TV guide listing here's 9 o'clock ABC, 59-minute episode. This is the one where they have the whammies, John. If you're not familiar,
he's nice.
No whammies. Stop. This is way before your time. But Jason and the people out there
this
probably
was
know what
game
we're talking
about. Showing
terrific.
Back in the day.
It premieres tomorrow, yeah. Brad.
He's so excited.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, so don't. No,
day ahead.
Don't get upset at ABC when you're waiting.
I had it in rundown.
It's tomorrow. Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, no. Why did it page ahead on my TV guy?
You're just a little early, Brad.
I'm really sorry.
We'll just do this again tomorrow.
Damn
Sound
it.
Good? And then tonight I've got an alumni basketball game. I've got to redeem myself for last week's performance.
I noticed you haven't talked about it at all.
We went down to Barrett Jones' team. And
how'd they go?
I got a technical with 2 minutes left in the game. It was a BS technical, Jason.
Oh, we're talking about on the show tomorrow.
It was a BS technical.
Oh, we're going to need the full report on that one, John.
I got to redeem myself after that one. I got new shoes to do them in. Next level. They're laceless from Adidas. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. That's going to do it for us today. As always, show is presented to you by the Wing Gear. We'll stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Cody Topper, Clay Travis, and Cedric Henderson, and Cedric Henderson Jr.
Yes.
Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis is home of the 2019 NBA Draft on Thursday, June 20th. On air at 92.9. On site at the Bluff on Highland. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A Radio.com sports station.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff. The front, to the back, to the mezzanine. And the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.